The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. The breaking news continues. First, Aaron Rodgers back to the Packers. Whatever. Russell Wilson's going to the Denver Broncos.
Whoa.
What?
This isn't the Cam Robinson franchise tag podcast?
It is not. That is a separate stream, Jamie.
I got the wrong one. See ya.
Separate stream. What do you think about that from the offensive line? All right, here's the deal. Seattle gets Drew Lock, Noah Fant, defensive lineman Shelby Harris. Also, two firsts, two seconds, and a fifth-round pick. The Broncos get Russell Wilson and a fourth-round pick. There is a lot to unpack here, including
fourth-fifth swap is probably the key to the deal.
Yeah, and a fantasy fight that Heath and I are going to have in a little bit. We've already had off the air.
That's why.
But before we get to that, who is the biggest winner? Heath, you can go first. Who's the biggest winner?
I think that the biggest winner is probably Albert O. Noah Fant being shipped out. He gets a quarterback. He's an elite young talent. I think he's the biggest winner.
Jamie, how about you? Who's the biggest winner?
Daniel Hackett. It's not even close.
Other than Albert O and Hackett. Great, great stuff. Dave, let's win an award with this podcast. Who's the biggest winner?
I think you're looking at a real good opportunity for Gerald Everett if he stays in Seattle, you know.
But
definitely those two tight ends
set for Noah Fant.
That's the biggest loser, obviously. Okay.
He's not even the biggest loser.
Okay, so Dave, who's the real biggest winner?
I think it's Javonte Williams as things stand now. The fact that he's got the main running back role in his path. The Broncos could take it away from him if they add somebody else. But lead running back in this offense, good enough offensive line, great receiving core, super dangerous quarterback. Absolutely think that the table's been set for him to be an awesome top 10 type of fantasy running back in his second season.
Okay, Jamie, how about you? It's round two, other than Nathaniel Hackett, biggest winner here.
I mean, I was serious. It's the receivers. It's Judy, Sutton, and Patrick. You know, they all win to various degrees. Obviously, Jerry Judy's going to be the one that gets drafted first, understandably so, because he's got the best pedigree. But we know what Russell Wilson likes to do. He has, you know, success with guys down the field, and Sutton and Patrick do that a little bit more than Judy does as of now. So I think Albert O's a winner. I think the receiving corps is a winner. Javonte Williams is a winner. I mean, everybody in Denver is a winner. So it's a great situation. Russell Wilson's a winner, you know, because he gets a fresh start, and hopefully he has a lot of shootouts coming with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, and potentially Derek Carr, if he's still the quarterback for the Raiders.
What a division. Okay, now who's the highest-ranked wide receiver on either Denver or Seattle, Heath?
I currently still have DK as the highest-ranked wide receiver, but they are all the five of them. And I'm throwing Tim Patrick right in there in the mix with Sutton and Judy. The reason I didn't say one of the wide receivers is the biggest winner, I wasn't trying to be funny. I thought in terms of actual fantasy value, where they started versus where they're going to end up, Albert O was the biggest winner. I don't know who the
number
one
for your argument,
but you were trying to be funny, and it was funny.
I don't know who the number one wide receiver on the Broncos is going to be this year. So I've got DK at the top, but if one of those guys can separate and build some rapport, like if we hear that Russell Wilson's having breakfast with Jerry Jeudy at training camp, then we'll know who to rank number one amongst those guys.
Who do you think loses more? Not who's ranked higher, because you had Metcalf ranked higher than Lockett, but who loses more with Wilson's departure, Metcalf or Lockett? Dave?
I think it's Lockett. I think those two had a real connection. We saw them get in rhythm a lot sooner than Metcalf got in rhythm with Wilson when Russ came back from the broken finger last year. We saw it at the start of the season, too, when everybody was healthy, that Russ was just connecting deep with Tyler Lockett. He's been doing that for years. And so that makes me really nervous about what to expect from Tyler Lockett, who is already one of those very up and down fantasy receivers. 1 week, 18 points. Next week, 5 fantasy points. I think he's going to have a lot more games that are going to be around 5 or 8 fantasy points with somebody other than Russell Wilson at quarterback.
All right. We've got The Broncos.
There's from all the other quarterbacks that might be available, I think there's only one. This is my Dr. Strange holding up the one finger. One quarterback that I think could put Tyler Lockett right back on the map where he was, and that's Deshaun Watson. If Watson goes there, who's the other one, Heath?
James.
You give Jameis, DK, and Lockett, and just let him throw the ball down the field to those guys. He could make them the same thing.
I don't know if he could be almost as good. With
no way.
I'd rather have Watson than Jameis. Jameis would be for second best, but I think Watson's the one that would make me feel really good about going back to Lockett.
I think we should circle back to Trubisky from earlier this morning.
Yeah, right. I think before we started the show,
that would be a nightmare.
Before we started the show, I said something that was without question accurate, that sounded a little bit, you know, degrading toward Russell Wilson, and Heath just let me have it. And now he basically just called Jameis Winston Russell Wilson, saying that Lockett would be the same with Jameis there. So I do take exception to that, Heath.
So Adam, you said that Russell Wilson has not had a full great season in 5 years. That would suggest that 2020, when he threw 40 touchdowns, 4,200 yards, was not a full great year. It would suggest that 2019, when he finished second, when he made the AP and he finished second in the offensive player of the year, that it wasn't a great year. It would suggest that 2017.
No, that was the
year.
He
led the league in touchdowns.
No, that was the year. That was the year. Yeah. What I meant was that from start to finish, because Russell Wilson, it's now 3 years in a row, really. Incredibly hot start, pretty lousy finish. And that happened in 20. Obviously, okay, you can give him a little bit of a pass this year because he came back pretty early from the thumb injury. But 2021 or 2020, that absolutely happened. It wasn't nearly as good in the second half. 2019, that absolutely happened. That's all I'm saying. He hasn't been a consistent quarterback from start to finish of the season. Maybe you could say he was in 2018, but he wasn't that good for fantasy because they barely threw that year. He was QB 8 or 9. So that's all I'm saying. I love him. I mean, I think it's going to be great, but I'm just saying he has not put together. The full season numbers have been there at the end of the year, so that's how I think you and I are really just semantics. You're just listening to what I said.
He's used to watching Daniel Jones, so he knows great quarterbacks from start to finish.
What I'm saying is 100% accurate. He has not put together a strong season from start to finish in fantasy since 2017.
And we need to move on to something else because this is not really relevant to what we're talking about as much.
Wilson.
But the good halves of his season have been the best quarterback in football. So if he had played a full season like that, he would be the best quarterback in football over the last couple of years. I think
he's getting an offensive line upgrade. He might be getting a play caller upgrade. He's, you know, might be getting just more depth of weapons upgrade, you know, because I don't want to say that the Broncos have a top two like Metcalf and Lockett because they don't. But across the board, you know, especially if Albert O is legit, you know, maybe best running back since Marshawn Lynch or peak Chris Carson, at least, you know, if Javonte Williams does what he's capable of doing. So there's a lot to love about this. And again, you know, in terms of his production, he's going to have some big games, or at least have to have some big games when he's going up against Herbert, going up against Mahomes, maybe Carr, you know, depending on what the Raiders end up doing there. But it's a chance for him to go into the back half of his career, or the latter stages of his career, and have some, you know, huge stats. And hopefully he stays consistent over the course of the season. I mean, Adam, you're right. Obviously he's had some highs and lows over the course of a year, but the body of work is clearly, you know, amazing.
It is. Last seven seasons, he's been a top six quarterback four times. The three times that he wasn't, 2 years was injury. One, he played through an injury the entire season. The other was last year. And then there was that 2018 season that I already mentioned where he threw 430 times, I don't know, something very, very low they barely threw. Now, you're saying, all right, how can he get better than what he was? I think it's they got to throw the ball more because I don't think in the last – I just used the last 7 years. Seattle's never been higher than 16th in pass attempts. I hope the Broncos go that route and let Russ cook. But like you just said, you can't call it an upgrade in weapons. Right? It's not like he's leaving a pretty damn good situation. But hopefully they throw the ball more. So I haven't even asked this question yet, and here we are 9 minutes in. Is he moving up or down in the rankings? Jamie, you can go first.
Well, I was low on Wilson, mistakenly so. You know, as I thought about it at the combine, I had him behind Lance and Fields, and that was a mistake. But I also had Watson a little too high, not knowing what his situation was going to be. So when I was going to adjust my rankings later this week, following the franchise tag deadline today, he was going to move up to probably, I think I had him at 14. I was going to move him up to 11. Now I might move him as high as 6. I am expecting a potential Kyler Murray holdout based on some of the things you heard at the combine. So there could be a problem there, especially if the weapons aren't restocked. I'll take him ahead of Dak. I'll take him ahead of Stafford. I'll take him ahead of Burrow. So depending on Kyler's situation, Kyler's 6 for me right now. So 6 or 7, but he won't be lower than 7.
Dave?
I want who's ever left from Kyler, Dak, Wilson, Burrow as my quarterback. And it's those four. And I feel like if you're drafting Russell Wilson as the 6th quarterback off the board, you're drafting him a little bit too close to his ceiling. He's got great receivers. We just talked about Javonte Williams and how important and impactful he'll be. No doubt Russ is going to have a lot of great games. I don't know if he's got QB1 upside, even now. You can make the case for it. I don't see it. I think he's definitely got QB5 upside. But if you're taking him as the 6th quarterback off the board, I feel like it's a little too soon. I've got him 8 as we sit here right now.
Okay. It was that up or down from when he was on Seattle?
It's up. I had him at 10, I think.
Okay. Heath?
I had him 9. I've got him 9 for now. I may adjust him a couple of spots. He is. I agree that he's right in that tier. It's just I've got Kyler, Hurts, and Dak, all 3 just ahead of him. I do have him ahead of Burrow by a pretty good spot. He won't move down. If he moves, it could be ahead of one of those 3 or 2 of those 3.
Did all of you answer the who's the highest ranked wide receiver, or was that just Heath? Because I'd actually be interested to know what everybody. Heath said DK Metcalf. Is anybody putting Sutton or Judy ahead of Metcalf?
Not yet, but if it's Drew Lock, then I might.
Right. What are you putting Sutton or Judy ahead of Lockett?
Yes.
Both? 1?
Both.
I still have Lockett ahead of them.
I haven't really thought that much about it yet. The first piece of information that I've got is 25 touchdowns for wide receivers in Seattle last year. 17 of them were to wide receivers that were lined up wide. So left receiver, right receiver, those guys, 17 of 25 touchdowns. I imagine when I go back and look at Russ's history, that's going to be the area where touchdowns came for wide receivers, not necessarily in the slot. It does make me want to gravitate toward Courtland Sutton in a major way.
All right. I think we're going to find out a lot about Jerry Jeudy.
And Alberto Overfant for me too.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We'll find out a lot about these guys. How much is the quarterback going to help? It's going to be very helpful for sure, and we'll see how they stack up against DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Very, very fun trade. Very interesting stuff. Fun day around the NFL. And stay tuned for our Cam Robinson podcast right after this.
But we should at the very end throw in Mike Williams. 3 years, $60 million, I believe, has been reported, with $40 million of that guaranteed. He is going to continue to get a bunch of targets. I was way too low on him in my initial rankings.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this on our combine recap. Brandon Staley was on the set with us at Indy for HQ and just glowing about Mike Williams. And so clearly the investment has been made, and so hopefully he continues to deliver. But I mean, they announced that deal right as the Russell Wilson trade was happening. So, hey, don't forget about us. We made our big deal too.
Anything else?
Aaron Rodgers thought he's going to have a whole day to himself. Celebrate me. I got paid. Look at me. Nope.
Should have done it on Monday. Okay, guys, thank you very much, and hope this was a helpful podcast for you all. We'll talk to you, I don't know when. Scheduled podcast is Thursday, but we'll be around as news breaks. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.